together. I took his journey to a far country, and they wasted his substance on a riotous living.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Amen. Are you excited to be in the house of God this evening? Church, are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Then give me your loudest scream! Amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seat for 2 minutes. We are so excited to be here this evening. This is a long-awaited night. And finally, by the grace of God, we are here. And I am so honored and so blessed to introduce to you my father and your father. Hallelujah. Are you excited, Seven House International? Amen. This is the servant of God that the Lord lifted him up out of nowhere in a place called Coligono and anointed him with the anointing of Papa Hagen and lifted him up and blessed him with a great ministry that today we don't have just a church in Coligono but all over the world. Hallelujah. This is a man of God that the Lord has anointed him with signs and wonders, miracles and healing, including the raising of the dead. If you believe it, shout, yeah! Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a simple thing to have these things in your ministry if God is not with you. And not only that, you see, this is a servant of God that the Lord has used to write many, many, many books. And these books are bestsellers. And they have been translated into over 40 different languages. Recently, I was just doing a research on the internet, and I realized that just a few books aside the Bible have been translated into over 20 different languages. But this one has over 40 different languages. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about my father and your father. And Bible declares, are you excited? Are you excited, Shepherd House International? I want you to rise up onto your feet. Bible says that we shall not see Jesus until we say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of God. I want you to shout and scream as we welcome to the pulpit, the prophet, the evangelist, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills.
Thank you. Wow, wow. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. Guide us by your mighty Spirit and let your will be done. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be here. Bless our lives and speak to us in a special way. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. I am very excited to be here tonight. In your very beautiful cathedral. You know, when we were landing at the airport, I looked out of the window and I saw the building right there. And I was so excited. What a blessing. So I want to congratulate all of you, especially Pastor David, his wife, and all of you who have worked so hard to make it possible to build a great church right here in Jamaica. The first of many church buildings on the island. On Sunday, I will be preaching. I can tell you the title of my message in advance. Shh, please try not to shout too much. I can tell you the title of my message on Sunday. You want me to tell you in advance? The title of my message on Sunday is, Can't You Do Just a Little Bit More? God is going to use you. Shh. God is going to use you to do much more. And this is the beginning of signs and wonders. And we are so excited to be dedicating our church building right here in Portmore. Amen. What a blessing. Let's pray for a moment. Father, thank you for your kindness and your presence that is with us. Speak to our hearts and bless and heal everyone tonight by your mighty power. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This evening, I want to share with you a short but very important message about the prodigal son. The prodigal son. This is one of the famous stories of Jesus. And that is the song that Ida was actually singing. Be quick to believe. Be quick to obey. And be quick to understand. Otherwise, you lose everything in your life. Jesus said in Luke chapter 15 and verse 11, He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance on riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, but no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. So he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Hallelujah. And now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. Yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And it was meet or proper or appropriate that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Amen. Amen. Here ends the reading. Is that not a beautiful story? It's a beautiful story. It's a story which is being enacted today. A man had two sons. And you see here that the two sons represent two types of people in this world. One of them was happy to stay with his father. And the other one was not happy to stay with his father. So, you must first of all never think that everybody is like you. When you are doing bad things, don't think that everybody is doing bad things. Because one of the boys was happy to stay with his father, and one wanted to go far away. So, you know, when you are doing something, you sometimes get the feeling that everybody is doing it. Sometimes you feel that, oh, we are all going to hell anyway. Everybody I know is going to hell. Everybody is doing this. Everybody is living this way. Everybody is committing these same sins. There is no good person doing anything good. But it is because of the world you are in that you are deceived. The Bible says the man had two sons. One of them, you see, at the end of the story, he said, I have never transgressed. I've never done anything wrong all these years. And there's this other boy who did everything wrong. So never think to yourself, oh, we'll be playing reggae music in hell together. We'll be grooving and having a great time in hell. There's no electricity in hell in the first place. And hell is no fun place to be. It's so dark and scary. You'll not be seeing friends to have fellowship with them or play around with them. No way. Hell is not a joke. So don't console yourself by thinking to yourself, We are all like this. No. Somebody will say, oh, there is nobody who doesn't smoke. There's no one who doesn't take drugs. There's no one who doesn't commit this sin and that sin. It's not true. There are a lot of people who are not doing all those things. It's only because you have only six friends and all the six friends are doing the same thing. But there are people who are living straight. So this story tells us that, look, you are either the younger son or you are the older son. You are either the bad boy or the good boy. One day I met a young lady. She told me that her mother used to call her devil at home and used to call her sister, her smaller sister, angel. The last time I saw her was in a prison in London. And as she was in the prison, her sister was singing in the choir in the church. But the two of them came from the same womb and they actually look alike. When you see them, you know they are sisters. Same color, same type of face, everything. One was in prison, Holloway prison, and the other one was in church. Two girls from the same mother and the same father. So, you can have two children coming out of the same womb, and one will go to heaven and one will go to hell. God forbid that you go to hell. Amen. So tonight, I want you to remember, these are the words of Jesus. This story is not from any of the good writers in the world. This is Jesus Christ himself telling us this amazing story. And then the Bible says the younger of them, you know, said to his father, Father, you know, give me what you can give me. I want to leave home now. Once again, you see that when you are young, you don't understand what you are doing. So that is why younger people many times do a lot of evil things. Yes. That's why the Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Because you can easily forget about God when you are young. You know, one day I drove my car into the church. You know, in Ghana, the churchyard is big like your beautiful big yard over there. And I met an elderly man. When I got out of my car, I met an elderly man standing there. He asked me, how old are you? And I told him my age. And he said, it's because you are not yet 50 years old. That is why you drive the way you drove. Yes. He said, when you are 50, you will not drive at this speed. And I said, thank you, sir. And it's true. When you are young, there are a lot of things you don't think about. You don't know the implications of what you are doing. That's why it was the younger son who said, give me. His father was not dead. I don't know whether you do that in Jamaica. Your father is not yet dead. You go and tell him, can he give you the things? You tell your father, Daddy, what you give me when you die, give it to me now. I can't wait for you to die. Do you do have that in Jamaica? Is that what you do in Jamaica? I don't know. Maybe that's what you do here. You go and say, I can't wait for you to die. I don't know. You are looking juicy. You don't look like you'll die soon. Give me whatever you have. I can't wait till you die. But that is what this boy did. And many times you don't know the implications. You know, one day, there was a certain man who traveled somewhere with one of his children, and on the way back he had an accident and he died with his child as well. So the two of them were dead. Now, when you came to the house, everybody was mourning and wearing black. But there were children who were playing. The younger children of that family were playing in the garden, running around, because they did not understand the implication of their father and their brother or sister being dead. They didn't understand what it meant. Because many times when you are young, you don't understand the implications of what you are doing and what is going to happen to you because of what you are doing. And that is why, as a young person, you must remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You know, when you see an older person, even when they are not Christians, they are wise. Without even Christianity, they are wise. That's why the man was asking me how old I was. Because just being around for some time makes you wiser. Yeah. So the younger of them said to his father, "Father, I can't wait to prosper. I can't wait. I need it now. And there is nothing like fast prosperity. The Bible says, he that hasteth to be rich has an evil eye." So there is nothing like, do it for me now. But the boy wanted it now. Give me now. Give me all the money now. And the Bible says the father divided unto them his living. It is not everything that the father does for you that means that it's a good thing. But sometimes your wickedness and your rebellion forces your father to say, okay, if that's the way you want it, it's up to you. So the father said, if that's what you want, you know, I can see you are really bent on turning against the whole family. You can do whatever you want to do. And he said, I have 3 houses divided into 1.5 for you, 1.5 for your brother. And the boy had his money. Now, the Bible says not many days after. You see, sometimes it doesn't take long for you to show who you are. It doesn't take long to show what you are made of. That is why it's not by what you say that matters, but by what you do. So when the boy had his share, it didn't take long for him to show what he was really made of. And you will notice that people don't take long to show their evil ways or their good ways. Not many days after, the younger one, he took his journey into a far country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is telling us something about human beings. Human beings have gone as far as possible from God. He didn't go to the next country. He went far. Very, very far. If you look at human beings today, you see people have gone far from God, as far as possible. What have we not done to ourselves? What crimes have we not committed? What wickedness have we not done as human beings? Can you mention anything we haven't done? We've done everything. He took his journey into a far country. And there, he wasted his substance on riotous living. So, ladies and gentlemen, You must know that without God, when you are far from God, you waste your life. You waste your beauty. Young girls waste your beauty when you are far from God. Your niceness is gone. Your beauty is gone. Your strength is gone as a man. Your life is gone. Your handsomeness is wasted. Your strength is wasted. Your life is wasted. Many diseases come to us because of the sins that we commit. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see the human race is full of wicked people who have gone as far from God as possible. Today, millions of people are marching around championing evil. They are having marches. They are going on the street with processions. And they are saying, we are against God. We are against everything normal. And the Bible says, as it was in the days of Lot, that is how it will be when Jesus comes again. So today, you must ask yourself, which of the two boys are you? Are you the boy who has gone far from God? This is an eternal story. It describes all of us. He took his journey far from God and wasted his life. I wasted my life till I found Jesus. Yes. Now, the Bible says, after some time, his credit ran out. What do you call credit when you buy a phone? Is it credit called credit? Yeah. His credit got finished. Now listen, it's not going to be long. All the things God has given you will get finished. Your beauty will finish. It's true. Girls, have you not noticed? When you are at a certain stage, cars will be stopping to pick you, to give you lifts. But at a certain stage, nobody even looks at you. You'll be waving your hand, stopping the car. No car will stop. Because your beauty is finished. Your strength is gone. Your niceness is gone. Your juiciness is gone. Tonight, God is warning you, if you don't come back to Him, all the things He gave you will be lost. You know, one day, a very old lady, came to our church. You know, when you get older, it's not the same. Anyway, so she came, this elderly lady, she came with a framed picture. And then she said she wants to share something with us. So she took out the framed picture. And the framed picture was the picture of a very beautiful young girl. Very beautiful. So she showed it to us. And we were all looking, wondering what she was going to say. Then she asked the question that, does anybody know this person? This is a very beautiful person. Nobody knew her. So the old lady said, this is me. This is me. This is how I used to be. Finish. This is me. And she told everybody, you are going to become like me. So what we don't realize is that God hasn't given us infinite credit. Money gets finished. Strength gets finished. Beauty gets finished. Even friends get finished. It's only Jesus who doesn't get finished. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that after some time, his credit, he began to be in want. Then in addition to that, a second factor came in, which is that there arose a mighty famine. A mighty famine. A mighty famine means a crisis, a trouble, a problem. And when that crisis arose, he was in want. Now, there is nobody who will come to this world who will not see trouble. Even young people now, they have more problems than grown-ups. Hey! Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? You cannot hear me. Listen. A crisis arose. There arose a mighty famine. Mighty. That is a mighty trouble. Big trouble. Look, in this life, the Bible says the days of man are few and full of trouble. When I look at my life, I only think of the troubles I have seen. It's true. You can't go through this life without troubles. Don't look at any man of God and say to yourself, oh, this man, everything is working for him. No, when a goat, do you have goats in Jamaica? When a goat is sweating, you cannot see that he's sweating. But he's actually sweating. Yes. When a goat is sweating, you. So there are some people, they look like everything is okay, but they are sweating. They are like goats, so you can't see the sweat, but he's sweating. There's nobody whose life is a trouble-free life. Yes. But when the troubles come to your life, what are you going to do? When the rain comes and the floods rise, what will you do if you don't know Jesus? So when this the trouble came for this young man, he was out of credit. The trouble just swept him away. Yeah. You know, if you want to go swimming, you must be ready for the current. I don't know how your ocean is like here, but don't venture. If you ever come to Ghana, you'll be there soon. But if you come to Ghana, don't enter the sea unless you know what you are doing. Yeah. Because I don't think it's like your sea here. What's the name of your sea? Caribbean Sea. No, we have Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean with serious currents. Currents that carry swimmers. Good swimmers. You see, there are currents that no matter who you are, it will carry. Recently, one of these airlines, you know, we have all these different, I don't want to mention the name of the airline, but they come and they stay in hotels. You know, there's the airline staff, the air stewards and so on. And they told the pilots, and so, they told him, don't go swimming. Here, it's dangerous. He said, oh, I'm a very good swimmer. I'm a very good swimmer. But when he went into the water, the current that he saw was more than he was expecting. And he never came back. So I think they got his body later and took it back on the airline. Yeah. So you see, the things that you can meet that just below the surface, it looks calm. But in Atlantic Ocean, we have currents that go sideways. If the land is here, it goes this way. It doesn't come or go. It goes sideways and it goes down. So if you don't know what you are doing, you go, you see that you are going down. It's very strong. You see, now they are using the sea to make electricity. It's very strong. Yeah. So there are things in life you not know, but it's stronger than you. Stronger than you. There's nothing you can do about it when the trouble comes. Yes. There's nothing you can do. And this was that kind of trouble. The Bible says a mighty famine. He couldn't do anything. It was out of his control. Yeah. There are things like that. You know, I'm a pastor. I don't turn off my phone in the night. Yeah. I don't turn off my phone. It's on loud. Because over the years, I've seen many things happen, even sometimes in the middle of the night. Yeah. Things that you can't even do anything about. But even to be called. Yes. To be available. There are mighty famines waiting for everybody. And when you encounter a mighty famine, what will you do? Yes. You know, there are some people who feel very proud, good and all that. But the day you stand before a judge and the judge sentences you, you realize that you have met something stronger. Recently, I went to court. I was taken to court. Yes. God forgive them. And it was over some building project we were doing. And there was this guy who took us to court. At a point, the judge turned to my direction. And he said, "Be careful, because if you are not careful, I will change your sleeping place." Do you understand what it means? It means I'll change where you sleep. Yes. Which, you see, and there I saw a power, because he, being a judge, he has a power to say that you don't respect the court. That's contempt of court. And he said to myself and to the others, he said, "I will change your sleeping place." Then we all kept quiet. Because we saw a mighty famine that was stronger than us, stronger than anybody. Yes, a current. Going sideways. Changing places. Hey! So you see, you don't have to feel too good in life. There are things more powerful than you in your life. If you marry a man and you feel this man will love you forever, but after some time you see that it's not only you, but there are eight of you who he loves. There are eight of you. And you cannot control his love. Then you see that you have met something stronger than you. Yes, there is no power that can make somebody love you. There is no power that can make somebody choose you. There is no power that can make somebody like only you. Only God can touch somebody's heart. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Yes. So that day, the young boy who thought he was all powerful, he met something more powerful. One day I met a billionaire. Oh yeah, a billionaire. There was nothing he could not buy. When he's spending money, he spent $100,000 as though he's spending $100. That's how he spent. But one day he met a mighty famine. Yes. Oh yes. Because I noticed that he had become more humble. He had changed. His demeanor had changed. His attitude had changed. He met somebody I know and told the person that now he is just into preaching. He said he has given up his business because, and he became, I've never seen this man emotional before. No. You see, there are people who don't cry, but I tell you, there is something that can make you cry. I saw him cry and I couldn't believe my eyes because I've known him for years. I saw him crying. Yeah. Because he met something stronger than him. Eesh. And the doctors diagnosed a cancer at an inner place in his body. And when you check that type of cancer, it has just a short fuse. Yes. He had changed. He said, now I just preach. Yes. Something might. As he was even standing, he said, I'm feeling some feelings. I want to go and do a scan because he has now become almost a doctor. He said, I feel I should do a scan. He's now deciding when to do scans. The Bible says that this boy who was all powerful, almighty, he was nobody could control him in the world. He met something bigger than him, and that brought him to his knees. Yeah. You know, one day I went to the golf course. Golf. And I met a man there. And I told him, I said, sir, you need to be born again. Look. He got angry. Started shouting. Who do you think you are? How dare you come here and tell me that I need to change? He was shouting and he was drawing the attention of so many people. I said, please, calm down. He said, nonsense. Do you think you are better than me? How do you tell me that I have to be born again? Do you think you know anything better than me? I said, please, sorry. He said, no, it's not about sorry. He said, I'm the type of person, I beat people. No, it doesn't take sorry. So I said, okay, bye-bye. I think maybe this would be like August. I didn't see him again. He's not my friend, but I just felt when I saw him, I said, you need to be saved. January 2nd, I came to the same golf course and I saw him. When I saw him, it occurred to me again that this man must be saved. But because he had warned me that he would beat me, I decided that I wouldn't say anything to him. Yes. So do you know what I told him? I told him, Happy New Year, because it was the 2nd of January. Happy New Year. Shh, listen. About 4 months later, I had a phone call. The phone call was coming from this man, friend. And this man had been admitted at the hospital. And he said that, can you please call Evangelist Doug Hayward Mills? That's me. Can you call him to come to the hospital? And they gave me the name of the hospital where he was. So I thought, I said, maybe the man wants to beat me. But when he was going to the hospital, he told his daughter, I don't know if daddy will come back home. Yes. I don't know if daddy will come back home. Then I got another call. This man is asking for you to come. So I asked my other bishop, I said, do you think I should go? This guy is calling. So we were in the middle of deciding to go. I can remember the exact spot where we were discussing. Then we had another call. He's gone. He's dead. Do you know how he died? He died screaming. He was holding up the bed. I'm telling you a true story. I'm not adding anything to this. I'm not adding anything. He was on his bed, screams out, I can see them. I can see them. They're coming for me. They're coming for me. He was screaming. He was holding the guy. Look, they are coming for me. The demons were coming for him, and his eyes were open, and he could see them. The Bible says, let me die the death of a righteous man. He met a mighty famine that was stronger than all his money and all that he was. It was stronger than him. What would you do? And many times, you see, people try to find solutions which are not solutions. Tonight, I came to tell you there's one solution for everything. And that solution is Jesus. Yes, you need Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can be saved except you come to Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Bible says he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. And the citizen of the country sent him to feed the pigs. Now, do you know there are some people who are so hardened that when they suffer, they become worse. But from today, anytime you suffer, you will improve in Jesus' name. But this young man, you see, that is why even nowadays, they try not to take people to prison if they can avoid it. Because people become worse. They don't even change. They become hardened. So, when you are suffering, it must turn you towards God. Amen. It must turn your heart towards God. Your sufferings must lead you to God. How many have suffered before? How many have suffered before? Your suffering should lead you towards your God. Amen. And he said to himself, what am I doing here? Let me arise and go all the way back. Do you know that of all the people in the Bible, when I take Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Daniel, to me, one of the greatest personalities in the whole Bible is this boy. Do you know why? Because of his ability to make U-turn and go back to the Father and go back all the way back to God, to where he used to be. He is a very great person because he was able to do that. Many people can't even say sorry. Many people can't even say sorry. People can't even say sorry. They don't even know how to say sorry. They just say sorry for what happened. Sorry for yesterday. Sorry about last time. Sorry about last time. Sorry about last time is not an apology. Few people are able to backtrack on their ways and go back to where they used to be. Few people are humble to be able to humble themselves and go on their knees and say, I am wrong about this. But this guy, I tell you, he turned around. He said, I will arise and I will go back and I will specify what was wrong. I'll not just say sorry about you have gone away from the house, taken away half of your father's houses, sold everything, wasted everything. You come back to say sorry about last time. Can I have some food? Can I have my room back? Sorry about yesterday. Sorry about 4 years ago when I took, actually, I'm sorry to tell you that all the investments, the stocks, the money, it's finished. Sorry about that. Can I have a room to stay? No. He came back and said, I have sinned, number one, against heaven. And then number two, I've sinned against you. What I did was wrong. This is the wrong thing I did. And then number three, by what I have done, I don't qualify to be at a good place anymore. Forgive me. You see, that's the reason why people go to hell. It's not because you are bad, but it's because you can't say sorry. You go to hell not because you are a bad man or a bad woman, but because you can't say sorry. You are too big to get down on your knees and say, I'm sorry. Do you think there is any good person here? No, I'm asking you, do you think there's any good person here? You can ask these pastors the bad things they've done before. Does anybody teach his child? Today I'm here to teach you how to lie. When you want to lie, you start by saying something that sounds true. But don't let them know how that it's not true. But first, lies, good lie. But I heard somebody teaching how to tell lies. He said, a good lie always sounds like the truth. And he was giving points on how to lie. I don't think anybody in Jamaica is teaching your child, my son, this is how to tell lies. Nobody, your son himself knows how to lie by being born into this world. Is it true or is it not true? You are not going to go to hell because you told a lie, but because you cannot turn around and humble yourself. How many are ready to turn around today and humble yourself and come to God and come to Jesus? So the boy said, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. You know, one day there was a man, he was having a big fight with his wife in Ghana. The man told me himself. There was a big quarrel to the point where they were going to separate. So they called the family elders. Do you have such things here? Family elders or family members? Anyway, they called the family and they formed a big circle and they sat. And then it became clear that the wife was the one who was doing something bad. So they all asked her to apologize. Are you understanding? So after a long meeting lasting more than 5 minutes, she agreed to apologize. So they said, what you have to do is go around to everybody in the circle and say sorry. So she started. Sorry, 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 sorry. Then when she got to her husband, when she got to the husband, instead of saying sorry, she turned around and asked him, what did they say I should say? What did they say I should say? She couldn't say sorry to him. Yes. Recently, I heard the man has got a child, I think about 4 years old. Meanwhile, he's about 75 years old. I think he's got a new wife. Yes. New wife. And he's a 4 year old. Got a small baby in his 70s. You must know how to reverse. I said, you must know how to reverse. You must know how to turn around. Turn around, turn around. Come to God, come to the cross. Yeah. Quickly. Before, you must be quick to believe. You must be quick to obey. Because you may not have a chance to say sorry if you don't, you are not fast. You may not have a chance to repent and to turn around. So this boy, he said, I will arise and I will go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned. I've done wrong. I've wasted my life. But now I am coming back to you. Please accept me. And the father has open arms, ready to receive you. Ready to receive you. And ready to accept you. How many here have told a lie before? Oh, raise your hand if you've told a lie before. Hey. How many have told about 100 lies since you were born? So you see, the church is full of liars. How many have stolen something before? How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen before? So you see, the church is full of thieves. How many have had sex with somebody who is not your wife or your husband before? This one, some of you should raise your legs Your legs and your hands. So you see, the church is full of fornicators. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. You see, the church is full of jealousy. That is why God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and to shed his blood. The blood of Jesus will wash away every sin, every jealousy, every lie, every wrong thing you have ever done. Yes. That's what the blood of Jesus will do. You know, that is why I like and I love Jesus Christ. Because there is no religion like Christianity where you are forgiven. Yes, like this. Like your bad things are forgiven. Yeah. One day some two people were having a big quarrel on the radio. And somebody called him, the other man, and told him, "You cannot forgive because you are not a Christian." He told him, "Your religion, you don't understand forgiveness. But in Christianity, we learn how to forgive because Jesus forgave us."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight, listen, look at my hand. Look at my hand. Jesus sent me to invite you to come to him, to turn around from your ways. Look at my hand very well. Because the hand of invitation is not always there. It's there now. And Jesus sent me to you to tell you, turn around! Turn around! This is your chance. This is your chance to come to God and to be changed forever. Jesus is a saving Jesus. He's the Father who is waiting for you, looking out if you change your mind and come to him. But you know something? I heard once something, and it's true. The Bible says every knee shall bow. But some knees will bow too late. You see, when you bow on your way to hell, you are still going. So you have to bow your knees now. If you want to go to heaven, you must receive Jesus now. And he will change your life forever. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Nobody should walk. Nobody should move, please. Don't walk at all. Close your eyes. And listen very carefully. As every head is bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to say, "Pastor, I want to turn around and come to God. I want Jesus to change my life. I want Jesus to wash away my sins. I want to be saved. Help me. Help me tonight to know Jesus. Help me so that my sins will be washed away and my sins will be set aside. I want God. I want to change." As every head is bowed right now and every eye closed, you want Jesus to come into your life and you want to take God. You want to take God seriously and come back home to God. If you are here like that and you want to be saved, you want to give your life to God, you want me to pray with you to give your life to Jesus Christ, then raise up your right hand where you are standing. Just raise up your hand like this. High. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. This is a simple offer, invitation to you today. Very simple. God bless you. I see all your hands. Yes. Don't think about the person next to you, my brother, my friend. Don't think. Just think of yourself. Don't look around. Say, "Oh, how many people are..." No, no. It's you God is talking to now. You are the only one in the hall. And Jesus loves you. Tonight is your night. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to save me tonight. Then your hand must be up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to do one more thing. With your hand lifted up, I want you to come to me here. Come. Come to me. Come to me. With your hand lifted up. Come. Come. With your hand up like this. Come. This is a salvation rally. Come. Stand right here. Come on. Come. Come to Jesus. Come on, my friend. Come, my brother. Come to God. This is your chance. Come on. Don't say no. Don't say no. This is your chance. Come on.
Jesus.
Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come to God. Turn around. Give him your life today. Come on, my brother.
Come on to Jesus and let him have his way.
Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come on. Clap for them and encourage them. Come to God. Come to God.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have.
Come on, my sister. Come on. I'm waiting for you. Come on, my friend. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Jesus is saying to you, turn around. Turn around. Tonight.
Give him your life today. Come now, on to Jesus.
Now listen. Close your eyes for 1 minute. Everybody, please. Listen. No, look at me. Look at me. I want to say something before I pray. One day we had a program. I gave an invitation like this. There were some people there. When they were going home, they never got home. And they didn't realize that this was the chance. God was calling them and God was giving them an opportunity. So tonight, I don't want you to joke with this opportunity. You see, whenever you go to the airport to fly, you hear, this is American Airlines. This is the last call. The last call. The last call. Every head bowed for a moment. I want to give you the last chance. Look, I'm not talking about your money or your house or your clothes. I'm talking about your soul. Your soul. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. This is my chance. I'm giving you the last chance. Walk out from your seat and come right now. Come, 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 come. God bless you. Come. This is the last call. God is calling you. Come on. Oh, encourage them. Come, come. Encourage them. This is the last call. This is the last call. Come to God. Come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Let him have his way.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Come on, my sister. Come on. Come. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Now, lift your hands up and everybody also join. If you want to join them, you still have a chance. Close your eyes, everybody, and say this prayer with me, okay? Say what I pray, you pray. Close your eyes. This is also from your heart to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody join in. Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. Please forgive me for my sins. I've done many wrong things. I've done many bad things. Please have mercy on me. Jesus, Jesus, please forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me with your blood. Tonight is my night. I'm turning around. Say, I'm turning around. I'm coming to Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Dear Jesus, please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Dear Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I give my heart, I give my soul to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Take my life. Take my life. Take my life. Take my life. Lord Jesus, from tonight, I thank you for saving me and for healing me tonight. Say from today. Put your hand on your heart. Say from today. I belong to God and I will serve God. Say, Jesus, I am yours. Say, I am yours from now. From today, I am yours. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for healing me, for changing me tonight. Now lift your two hands and talk to Jesus yourself. Talk to God yourself. Tell him what you mean in your heart. Tell him what you, how you feel. Tell him you thank him for saving you. Tell him how you are going to serve him. Everybody, just talk to him yourself. How? Open your mouth and pray to God for a moment. Tell God, Lord, I love you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Kama shatala bakamala mamanda. Tare mandala baba shidola makabara dali baba. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mara mala mashitola babandele beke marala mamandele. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for touching the lives of everybody here. Mara mashatilo bakabara nali mamande. Hey, Lord, bakabara dali babandele bebendele bebendele. Lero mama lerele bebendele beshali bobanda rala babandele. Lera mama tarala babanda randala baba shala baba kabala. Hairoba mana satele bakamanda la babanda. Oh yama lama 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 rama lama shindo lama kabara daliba. Oh Marianda la baba kaba. Everybody pray, 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 pray. Palo makata salia babanda. Maria mandali mama delele beke mala bashadele bobo. Matara baba. Hey lara mama delele beke manda. Tell God you are glad he has saved you. Put aside your chewing gum, please, and pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Kabala mashaka tala baba. Marola mashatele baba. Mare mama na shantola makabala mama. Thank you for all these people, Lord. I pray for them, oh God. I pray for them. Open your mouth and speak to God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for salvation. I'll never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Tola mama, shatala babanda riba. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for what you have done for all these wonderful people in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. Now, what do they do now? What do they do? Where do they go? Tell me. Right. All of you in front here. Do you have my book? I wanted to give them a book. Do you have a salvation book here? No book? You don't have any of those books? Wow. Okay. Now, I want to give all of you a gift of my books. But if you don't have it now, it's okay. Do you have it? Okay, then don't go out. Then don't go out. All right. No movement, please. Now, listen. I'm going to give you a gift, amen, of a book that I want you to read. Will you read? Will you read? Amen. It's going to be a great blessing to you. God is going to change your life. This is the beginning of salvation. Say salvation, salvation. Yeah. When the prodigal son came home, that was the beginning of the change. When he came home, his father gave him a robe. He gave him a ring. Gave him everything that he didn't have before. What he was struggling for, God gave it to him easily. So from today, your life is changed forever. And you are going on a new way. It's called a new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. So when we close, we're going to close in a few minutes. When we close in a few minutes, I want all of you to come back to the front. And then our pastor is going to tell us exactly, how to meet you again. Amen. So come to the side here. All right. So go back to your seats now. God bless you. And you'll come back after. Are you glad so many people are saved? All right. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, Jesus, how many know that Jesus is also a healing Jesus? How many know that Jesus can heal all your sicknesses, all your burdens, all your problems? Everybody stand in. Everybody stand up, please, for a moment. All those chewing gum, I see you. Don't chew gum when you are in my presence, please. Put away chewing gum. Don't put it on the seat. take out the chewing gum from your mouth. It's rude. So let us stand in the presence of the Lord. And I know that God is also here to heal us. He's healing us of all our diseases, all our problems. How many want Jesus to touch you tonight? Father, thank you for healing. Thank you for miracles. And thank you for doing something wonderful in our lives. We are grateful. We thank you. Thank you that you are a healing Jesus. You touch everybody here. Every pain dissolves. Cancer dissolves. Lumps in the breast dissolve. Eye conditions healed. Pain disappears. Demons come out in the name of Jesus. Healings and cures take place by the power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles take place. The grace of God manifests mightily. Mighty grace. Healing is taking place in you now. Receive it now. Receive the grace of God. Receive the power. Hey, Shamada Zamala. Even at the back, at the front, everywhere. God's power is moving. God's power is moving in your life. Receive the grace of God. Father, thank you for miracles that are taking place. Thank you. Thank you. Stomach healings are taking place. Stomach pain. Stomach healings are taking place. Adama Shaka, every diagnosis of the devil in your hand, in your leg, in your body, I command it. Go now in Jesus' name. Receive the miracle touch of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles that you have done in our midst. Just lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God that the miracle that you need, He has done it for you right now. Father, thank you that you are the Lord that healeth us, that you are the Lord that takes away our pain, our disease, and every curse of the enemy. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. Just receive the grace of God right now. Receive the power of God right now. Receive the healing of the Lord right now. He's a healing Jesus. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. You are the Lord that healeth us, and we are grateful. Thank you, Jesus.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word.
Of your body, put your hand where your problem is right now, and God's power is touching you right now, right now. Father, thank you for many miracles, Lord. Thank you for many healings. Receive it now. I bind eye diseases, pains, curses, arthritis, all wickedness, all pain, all cancers. I command healings, all things that make you die early. I curse them and I drive them out of your bodies now. I command healing to come now. Receive a healing from the Lord now. Receive a healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Just begin to check yourself right now. Whatever you couldn't do before, check. And you see that God has touched you right now. Father, thank you for many, many miracles in our midst. Father, we give you praise. Oh, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every head bowed, every eye is closed for a moment. If you are here tonight and God has touched you one way or another, you can sense that Jesus has touched you, because Jesus is also a healing Jesus. If you sense that Jesus has touched you, maybe you had a pain, maybe you had a problem, whatever, but you can sense that God has done something in your life. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. If God has done something in your life, just lift up your right hand like this. Just lift up your right hand. Wonderful. So many miracles have taken place tonight. Now, if God has done something practically, not that you are believing that he will do it in the future, but right now you can see that something has happened. God has done something. Then lift up your hand and just come to me very quickly. I want to pray for you over here and take a testimony. God has touched you. Just come. Come and stand right here. He touched me.
He touched me.
He touched me. Come on. God bless you. If God has done something, not that you believe he'll do it in the future, but right now, something happened to the side. To the side. To the side, please. Please.
I know he touched me.
To the side. And lift your hand and sing it. He touched me.
He touched me. He touched me. And all the joy that filled my soul.
Something happened.
Something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. I know that something happened. Something.
Lift your hands. Let's pray for a moment. Every demonic manifestation of darkness, I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I bind works of the devil and I cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed and be free of every work of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. And everyone says amen. Please take your seats for a moment. Doctor, what is happening here?
Bishop, this lady is crying.
What is happening?
She's had severe back pain. She could not even carry her own baby.
Wow. Let her tell us.
Yeah, from last week, Saturday, I woke up for church. Getting out of the bed, it was difficult for me. I couldn't bend. Everybody have to be helping with the baby to bathe her. I couldn't do any housework, nothing.
Wow.
Just walking, bending to walk, get out of the bed to get to sit. Even my friends, my church sister, came over to help me with the baby and everything.
Wow. And what happened tonight?
Tonight, when you said we must lift up our hands and you were praying, I tried to see if I could bend down and I could actually do it without feeling that pain and getting up back.
Wow. Bend over, let's see. Bend over, let's see. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty
clap your hands for Jesus.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this could be due to lumbar spondylosis with disc protrusion.
Wow.
Lumbar spondylosis.
Father, thank you for your power.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for healing.
Something happened to me.
Hallelujah. Help her down. Quickly.
You touched me.
evangelist another healing of the back tonight.
What happened to you, my dear?
I had a pain in my back going down into my leg, and it was a bit crippling. It happened occasionally, but yesterday I was absent from work because of it, and you know, I was speaking to the pain, you know, and tonight when you prayed, I felt a warmth going down into my leg, and it felt so much better.
Wow. And what a blessing. What is this, doctor? A pain that goes into the leg.
It's called lumbar radiculopathy. Radiculopathy.
Why?
From the nerve being compressed, the nerve at the back, the disc can press it. So we call it disc protrusion. But this in particular presses the nerve and causes pain along the part where the nerve passes. So from the buttocks to the thigh to the knee and down, depending on the level of compression.
Which particular nerve is being pressed?
Yes.
And the pain is gone?
Yes.
Bend over, let's see. Beautiful. Lumbar spondylosis pain. Thank you, Lord, for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
And you said you felt something warm.
I felt a warmth going down into my leg.
That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's the healing anointing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
We need a carpet here so that we can fall down freely. We like falling down in the church. Huh? What happened to you?
Healing of the eyes tonight.
What happened to your
Bishop,
eye?
Bishop, I wear glasses. I couldn't normally see it far down. I couldn't see the screen because it was always blurry. Tonight is like there's a darkness just came, and now I'm seeing everybody individually.
You couldn't see clearly?
No, I couldn't see clearly. I actually wear glasses. So normally I couldn't even stand in here and something on the screen. I cannot see what's on the screen. I couldn't see even my pastor. I couldn't see who's sitting over there because it's blurry. Tonight I don't need any glasses. I've seen everything clearly.
Are you sitting now?
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven under the door. What a mighty God we serve.
Wow. Doctor, is this a miracle?
This is a miracle. Without her glasses, you know, she could see things very far, but couldn't see things which were very near her. It's called.
She couldn't see clearly
at all.
Yes. But now she can see everybody. You can see people
individually. I can tell who that is, far all the way to the back, to the last row.
He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
He's a miracle working
God. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
What happened to her?
Healing of her finger. Severe. She could not even bend the finger.
It has been 2 weeks now. The middle finger has been paining me. So I went to the doctor. Doctor said that it is abscess and it's still paining me. It's Monday I was supposed to go to the doctor. But now I am healed. Thanks be to God. When Pastor said that we must lift up our hands, I lift up my hands and I believe that I am healed. And then slowly the pain slowly fades away. Thanks be to God. I know I can move my fingers. Thanks be to God. I tell you that the pain was very severe, as in I couldn't touch nothing. If anything leak against it, it pained me. But now I can move.
Wow.
Come on and lift his name higher. Lift his
doctor,
name higher. Lift
what is this?
She said the doctor said abscess. She had an abscess.
Which finger was it? This one.
Yes.
She could not move this finger because she had the doctor. You went to which doctor?
In UT.
In where?
At UTEC.
At UTEC, what's that?
Yeah, the medical center.
A medical place.
Yeah.
And she could not move the finger.
No.
Because he had what is called an abscess,
which could give rise to another problem called tenosynovitis. From an abscess, an infection can lead to a secondary problem,
okay,
and cause that pain.
Wow. And
that's
now, and the pain is gone. Thank you, Lord.
Come on and lift his name higher. Lift his name higher. Lift his name higher. Lift his name. Come on and lift his name higher. Lift his name higher. Lift his name higher. Lift his name higher.
What happened to you, my dear?
I have a pain in the foot. Some time ago, I was admitted in the hospital for this very same pain. And sometimes I come to rehearsal a little bit, say, standing, and I'm always, a bit rebellious because sometimes I'll have to sit. But, and tonight, when I came to church limping. And I normally do a sort of exercise. And when Bishop said to lay your hands where the pain is, I lay my hands there in faith. And I was able to do this up and down without feeling the pain. And I was able to walk straight to the altar without feeling the pain. And today I could not do that. For the past couple of weeks, I've been feeling the intense pain in my right leg. And I can do it now. I can walk now. And thanks be to God.
Wow.
I can do it. I can do it.
Wow. Yes. Beautiful. What a wonderful miracle. Doctor, what would this be?
Which part of your foot?
Under the foot.
Under the foot. It's called plantar fasciitis.
This is a doctor.
Yes.
Plantar fasciitis.
And now you can stand on your toe.
I can tip on the toe. I can move it. I can fling it. I can walk.
He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
What is this?
Hi, my name is Aisha. Bad feelings been following me a couple years well now. Just a while ago when I was praying, my head down, the car coast for taking me and stuff, and for me, tell me to lift them and I believe I touch my belly button, I'm not feeling the bad feeling no more.
Wow. I didn't fully get the miracle. Say it slowly, my dear. Somebody with an eye healing, who has an eye healing? Somebody who's healed their eye?
Your eye has been healed here. Anyone here?
Or there? Your eye is healed? Come. I need somebody with an eye healed. Come. Is it somebody here? There? Ah, she came already. Okay, no. Somebody else with an eye? Okay.
Your eye healed?
Eye. Okay. What happened to you? Slowly.
Bad feelings been following me a couple years well. I can't. And you were preaching, and I was laying down, and cold sweat started to hit me. And when they tell me to get up and come up here and believe and touch where you're sick and stuff, I don't feel the feelings no more.
No feeling no more. No. Give the Lord a mighty clap.
He's a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Oh,
God. What happened to you, my dear?
Good night, church. When I just came to church since night, my head, I just feel like I want to tear up my wig and throw it away. My head feels heavy. I just feel like I'm going to just run from here to go back home. I just feel heavy. I just feel like I'm getting mad. And from pastor said, touch your head. I tell you, say, the blood of Jesus. No weapon. Master God of God.
Give the Lord a clap offering.
Lift him up higher.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up higher. Lift him up higher.
Come on.
Higher. The Lord is good. I will lift him up.
Tonight is the first night. I wonder what God is going to do tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the anointing is going to be 10 times stronger. What happened to you, my dear?
I had a breast lump, and I heard Bishop praying healing of breast lump, and I keep feeling my breast. I'm not feeling that lump.
You're not feeling the lump anymore. Give the Lord a
blessing. The Lord is good. I will lift him up higher. Everywhere I go, I will lift him up higher.
Wow.
Lump is gone.
Lump disappeared from the breast. Wow. You checked your breast.
You checked it.
Yes, I did, and I keep checking it. The breast was very tender. I'm not feeling that tenderness again.
Give the Lord.
He's
lamps are disappearing
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus
Thank
is
you,
a
Lord,
mighty
in Jesus.
God.
How old are you? How old are you?
29.
29. Okay. God bless you. What a wonderful healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. What happened to
Good
you, please?
Night. Actually, I was scheduled to do an operation, a surgery, cervix cancer today. But when I heard you coming, I changed the day to the night. And since that, when you were praying and so much touch it, I feel something just shift in my belly.
This lady had cervical cancer and she was supposed to do the operation. Is it today? Today, but when she heard of the program, she decided to shift a surgery to the 9th. And when she came, she felt the power of God. Something shifted in her body. Jesus is healing.
He's a healing.
Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Jesus, a healing.
Now, anybody here with cancer, you need to come to the front now. Anyone with cancer, any type of diagnosis of cancer of any type, come, I want to pray with you if you are here. Quickly. What happened to this gentleman?
Well, I've been in trouble with my knee for quite some time now, like 2 years, and I came in bandages, and you said to get up and lift your hands and say the prayer, and after a while, I just felt like this heavy weight.
Heavy weight. Wow. And how does your knee feel?
Free.
Free?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's healing you in Jesus.
Are these your bandages?
Right now.
Lift it up for everybody to see your body.
He's
a healing Jesus. Are you a footballer? What are you?
It was actually basketball. I was going up for a layup and I was hit by the wayside and I fell on my knee.
You fell on your knee?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And the pain is gone.
It's gone. It would come and go. But even like if it ease up a little bit, after a while I'd feel it, but
tonight it's gone. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Healing Jesus, you're
beautiful.
A healing Jesus.
Miracle. Basketball. Many miracles tonight. What is this, my dear?
I have this leg pain and I am grateful because I almost missed my blessing tonight because I was having this pain in my legs and it was swollen. But my friend Ken came and she wasn't going to leave me at home. And Pastor know my pain and he always, come girl, come. And I am glad I came because guess what? I'm not feeling anything. So,
give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Quickly. Today.
Many miracles tonight. What is this, my dear?
Good night. For the past couple of days...
Come this way, stand right here. Yes.
For the past couple of days, I realized that I'm feeling a sharp pain in my chest, and I'm feeling severe cramps, and it wasn't my menstrual. So I was saying that I needed to go to the doctor. So today again, when I was coming, I felt a sharp pain, like, nonstop in my chest. And after I finished dancing, I sit down, and my friend asked me, what's wrong? And I said, my chest. And when he said to get up and... feel, put your hand where you're feeling the pain, and then it was just gone. I felt my skin like goosebumps and everything. And it was just gone.
Wow! Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come, let me pray for you, my dear. I always like to pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow! Quickly.
From my joined the Dancing Stars. I felt a pain right here in my side. So whenever I danced, I had to stop because I felt pain in my side. And even earlier when I was dancing, I felt the pain in my side again. And I had to slow down because the pain was really... And when Bishop said, put your hand where the pain is, I put my hand there. And I
squeezed the side and I bent over and the pain was gone.
How old are you, my dear? How old are you?
12.
12 years old. This 12-year-old girl has received a wonderful miracle on side pain over here. Doctor, what is on this side here?
It's a serratus anterior muscle.
Wow.
Yes, and it's a musculoskeletal chest pain. Pain, musculoskeletal pain. There are a lot of bones
here. The diaphragm
here.
Also is there?
Yes. Interdigitation of the muscles, but typically the serratus anterior muscles.
Thank you, Lord, in the
great.
Name of Jesus. Thank you.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
What happened to you?
So today at work, I was feeling some bad cramps in my stomach.
Bad cramps?
I had to go to the bathroom and to stop work. And when I came tonight and you said to touch your stomach, I knew it was talking about me. And I touched my stomach and I just feel this burning pain in my belly. And it went to my back and now it's gone.
And it was gone.
It's just gone.
Why don't you give the Lord a mighty
For
clap?
For you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. What happened to you?
Good night. 2 years ago, I was going to a volleyball match. We met in an accident. I did x-ray on the knee. I have a hole in the knee. Eventually, sometimes when I walk, I feel the pain. So when I was coming out of the bus to come inside of the church, I stepped on the knee too hard, so I had to brace on my friend to come inside the church. When he said we should touch our body parts that are paining us and pray, I felt when the pain moved from the knee, and I actually feel no more pain. I can move the foot. I can bend the foot. Volleyball.
You can move and you can bend. Do it, let's see. Wow.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Doctor, what is this? This is
a
meniscal tears.
This is likely to be an anterior cruciate ligament tear. She said a hole in the knee. Normally when you do an MRI, that's normally what they say, a hole.
Did you have a hole?
Yes. In the knee.
A hole in the knee.
A void, yes.
Get a kneecap because the knee is not good anymore.
So it's a cruciate ligament tear from volleyball. Volleyball, basketball, rugby, those are the type of injuries. Yes.
And it's gone.
Yes, it's gone for good. And I thank the Lord for that so much because I'm able to do what I dream of doing now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Beautiful. Your dreams are coming true. Your dreams are coming through. Your dreams are very quickly, what has God done for you?
Well, I go to the dentist and the dentist said my tooth is dead because I've been feeling pain in it. And the dentist said I must go somewhere. But I decided I'm coming to church tonight to get my healing. And when Bishop said I must touch the place where the pain is, I touch it and the pain was gone. I can open my mouth and hear. Can touch.
Open
it.
Your mouth. All the pain is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Very quickly. So many miracles. Wow, Mama. What happened to you?
I opened my chest. And from a come here, tell me, they must put me on it. I just put it up here like a mug. Just run up and down.
Pain in the chest is gone tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus.
What happened to you? What has God done for you?
Well, every day I will wake up and evil spirits and evil thoughts will cloud my mind.
Evil spirits?
Yeah.
Are they gone tonight?
Yes, they are.
You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Go and serve the Lord. Beautiful. What happened to this lady? Come on, my dear. Tell us.
Good night.
Good night.
I was outside and I feel my head hurting me, shaking my head. And then I come inside and you say, put your hand where the pain is. And I put my head and I feel my ears open up and like something come through my ears. and I feel a little better.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Beautiful. You are great.
For you are great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory
and the honor.
And the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship. It's your holy name, for you are great.
You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
You do miracles so great.
There is no
night.
Good night.
3 weeks. From the past 3 weeks ago, I was feeling pain in my left hand because of my depression. At night, I have to be in exercise because it pained me a lot. And since I came here tonight and I came to the altar, I was reaching out. And when I go back to my seat, and I said, we must all of and I pray, I feel a sharp pain run out through my hand. And I realize I can lift it now.
Lift it, let's see.
Thanks be to God, I am healed.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
There's no one else like you.
Thank you, Jesus. Last, but one. Yes, what happened to you, my dear, quickly?
Yes, good night.
Good night.
When I came here tonight, I was feeling so depressed.
Depressed?
Yes.
Depression, but now the depression is gone.
It is gone.
It is gone.
God.
How many are healed of depression tonight? You were depressed, but now the depression is gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for your wonderful healings tonight. In Jesus' name, the spirit of heaviness is bound tonight. Beautiful. What happened to you?
Good night, Shepherd's House. My name is Natalie. My healing was not really physical, you see, because some situation has been going on with me for the past, say, 2018. So it'd be 10 years now, because I had an incident with someone that I had stabbed him. The knife has missed his duodenum 2 inches to puncture his duodenum, which probably would have cost his life. And even though I tried to live for Christ, I still feel doubtful about the situation because I say at any point in time I can be sentenced to prison. When the pastor said tonight that there are some of us here that have done some crimes, that have committed some crimes that would have worth us to be in prison, that felt for me, I felt about that. And
Jesus has...
Yeah, there was a voice because I keep feeling the guilt. I keep feeling that any moment now I can still go to prison for that incident. But when you said that we should touch whatever the issue is that we're having, I put my hand all over my body and I heard a voice say, "You're free to me." Right here, I heard.
Freedom in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. What happened to you?
For quite a while now, I'm feeling a burning right here.
Burning.
And since night when I said that, we must touch where and I hold up my feet. I just feel when the heat just went away. And I sat there and I want to come up. And the lady that is sitting beside me said, "I see what's holding your feet. Why you don't go up there?" And I get up and come up because I don't feel it anymore. Because while waiting on the bus to come here, I had was to ask for a seat. I had was to sit down. The way it was burning me, but now I'm not feeling any burning anymore.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. What's this? Want me to pray for him? Father, thank you for mercy for his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet, please. Jesus, for the things you have done. Everybody lift your hand. Jesus, thanks a million.
Jesus, thanks a million. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thanks a million.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Jesus.
Father, we are grateful for your power and all that you have done for us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.